Hello and welcome to Empower Others Radio Show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others. Well, greetings everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Empower to Empower Others. I am so grateful to be with you on this Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection Sunday. I don't know about you, but I am excited about Resurrection Sunday. I'm excited that he got up. He got up with me on his heart, with you on his heart. He got up with all power in his hand so that we might have life and have life more abundantly. He got up, and I'm telling you, I'm excited. Woo, I'm excited. I could just talk about that all day long, and that would be enough for me. But I want to share with you and for our listening audience that may have dialed in and for those who are in the chat room, I want to speak with you from the topic stretch. Stretch. Now you might be like, okay, Belle, what you talking about? What's this about? I'm so glad you asked, and I'm going to tell you. You know, as I listened this weekend to people who have shared from conversations of the last seven words, and but those who have had the Good Friday services and the sunrise service on today, and then to have a resurrection celebration, many people have been sharing from the idea that we, like Jesus, we too are resurrected or can be resurrected from situations that may challenge us, situations that may have stifled us, situations that just may not be going our way. And because of it, we become stagnant. We become not just stagnant. Some of us have almost become like a cement pond, like there's no movement. There's nothing. You're just there. And it's as though you're waiting for God himself to come down and bust up the cement so that you can have some movement. And if that's what you, if you're in that situation, if you feel like you're in the cement or you feel like you're stagnant, I want to suggest to you today that this may be a time for you to stretch. For you to stretch. And just know that today I just want to motivate and encourage you. I'm not preaching at you and not preaching to you. I'm just talking to you as a sister in the Lord to let you know that change can happen, but there's some things that you have to do in order to make it happen. How many of you in the morning when you wake up, before you put your feet on the floor, when you rise up in your bed and you sit on the side of the bed, how many of you stretch? You know that big stretch where you stick your arms way out and you kick your legs up and you sort of stretch your back up and you move your neck side to side. You just sort of move yourself around to see if there's something that may be out of alignment, something that you've got to reset in your body before you put your feet on the floor. How many of you do it? I know for me, there are times that I do. I literally stretch before I put my feet down. And when I stretch, when I take the opportunity and the time to realign myself before stepping into the new day, I feel different. I feel somewhat invigorated. I do. I feel different because I took that moment to stretch. And you might say, now that seems pretty elementary. Like, that doesn't seem significant. But I think about times when I have gone to a trainer. Yeah, I used to play sports. I used to be active. I used to do all those things. And they say, before the game, stretch. You know, stretch your legs, stretch your arms, you know, stretch your back, stretch so that your body will become nimble and pliable so that if there's any abrupt movements or anything like that, it doesn't do damage. Stretch. And so today, right, do you need to stretch? When was the last time that you stretched? Have you recently? Have you actually taken the time to reposition yourself to see if there's something, some kind of way that God may want to do something in you that requires a repositioning? Have you stretched? I was talking to Pastor Linda earlier, and I want to thank you to those who are on the phone lines again and those in the chat room. I was talking to Pastor Linda, and we were talking about a rubber band. If you've ever used a rubber band or you own a rubber band, if you're looking at a rubber band right now, when you look at the rubber band in and of itself looks very small and very insignificant. Like, when you see it, you think, how much can this rubber band stretch? How much can this rubber band hold? Will this be enough? And the truth of the matter is, that rubber band, when stretched, has greater capacity than what it does when you're just looking at it. Can you say amen to that? Because I'm telling the truth right there. What we see when we look at that rubber band is nothing in comparison to what that rubber band can be when you put a little pressure on it, when you put a little leverage on it, when you make that thing do what seems to be impossible. That rubber band will cover more. It will do so much more, and all it requires is a stretch. Oh, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about, because there have been times in, okay, I'll talk about me. There have been times in my life that I've been in a space and place where I thought that this is it. I'm not going to go any further. I'm not going to do any more. I'm going to be content right here with this. And I made myself content. I made myself somewhat complacent. I thought that it would be okay if I did nothing more than I was doing in the moment. That was going to be it for me. I wasn't going to let anybody tell me what to do. I wasn't going to let anybody provoke me to do anything differently. I was going to stay right where I was, and that was going to be enough. But then, after getting to that space and place and becoming cemented, becoming stagnant, the Holy Spirit would send a word. Whether he sent that word through another person, or he sent that word through something I read, or sent that word through something I heard in song, whether he sent that word in the air blowing and the birds flying, he sent instruction to me that, Valerie, it's not over. Oh, my God. It's not over. Baby, I need you to stretch. And now let me tell you, when that stretch happens, sometimes that stretch, I think about times when I've gone to a chiropractor and I've had to have a manipulation. When I do that manipulation, that chiropractor or that DO would say, breathe, relax, and I'm taking in the breath. And I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to get myself together. And in a moment's notice, they realign me. And then I would be like, oh, my, I needed that stretch. I needed that realignment. And in that moment, while I was just taking a deep breath, change happened. And then there are times that I fight against the stretch. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Those times when Holy Spirit has given us insight, he's given us instruction, but because it sounds like more than we want to do, it sounds like more than we think we can do, we fight against the stretch. But I am here to encourage you today, my brothers and my sisters, that this is the hour to stretch. This is the hour. This is the time that if you're desiring to walk in the fullness of all that God has for you, if you're ready to receive the blessings that he has for you, it's requiring that you do something, that you yield yourself to the Father and allow him to show you the areas in your life that need to be stretched. You say, God, I want to do your will. And he says, okay, but if you're going to do my will, if you're going to allow me to stretch you, I need you to surrender your all to me. Mm-hmm. I need you to give it all to me. When we think about what Jesus did on Calvary's cross, we think about the celebration that we are experiencing this past week and even today, that Jesus surrendered his will to the Father. Y'all, I'm trying to tell you that I think that Jesus, our big brother, stretched. He stretched. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God, they don't even understand. But God, here I am being pierced in my side. God, here I am taking lashes on my back. God, here I am with thorns in my head. God, here I am being pierced in my feet and in my hands. Here I am enduring this pain and this suffering, not for myself, but for those that I love, those that you love, I'm allowing you to stretch me. Stretch me beyond what I think I can handle. But because I know you're with me, Father, because you said you'd never leave me nor forsake me, Father, because you're with me, I can endure this stretch. And my brothers and sisters, I'm saying to you all today that the same way Jesus endured the stretch, we can also endure the stretch. And you might say, well, Val, what does it take? Because I'm in a space and a place where I feel like I'm being stretched right now. I feel like I'm being stretched right now. Seems like every which way I turn, there's something. It feels like I can't do anything right. And those things that I do right, something else pops up. Feel like I'm being stretched right now. Valerie, what am I supposed to do with this? Be still and know that he is God. First and foremost, quiet your spirit. Incline your ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. Because the one thing that I've realized is that when I get in that space and place where I feel like, God, this is too much. God, I can't take it anymore. It's in those moments that he reminds me, sweetie, this is really not about you. This is about me being glorified through you. Put something in you, trust me, that I've given you the capacity and I've given you the propensity. I've equipped you. I have anointed you. I've done everything that I need to do in you in order for this thing to manifest. So if it's a little bit uncomfortable, endure like a good soldier, please, ma'am, please, sir, and allow me to continue to stretch you into the next dimension that I have for you. Stretch you into the next level of anointing. Stretch you into the new assignment. Stretch you into the higher call. Ma'am, sir, would you allow me to stretch you that I might be glorified through you? Would you, ma'am? Would you, sir? Would you remember that this is not about you, but it is all about me? Yeah. God, really? Really, God? Y'all know how we get, right?
We say, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And he's saying right back at you, oh, son, oh, daughter, oh, son, oh, daughter. Calling on me that way is not going to change my mind. It's not going to move anything. I am God. I'm not going to change. I change not. But what I need you to be willing to do is stretch. Let me stretch you. Let me show you what I need to do in you and through you, and be willing to allow that. That's all I'm asking. In this season, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, God wants to do more for you. He wants to do more through you. But for some of us, it means that we've got to stretch, that we've got to be willing to come out of our comfort zone. We may have to be like that rubber band. And for those of us who do hair and do braids, we've got these little black rubber bands, and they don't even go on your pinky finger to look at it. But when you've got to stretch that thing, it'll cover a whole bun for a ponytail. To look at it, it don't look like much. But when you put leverage on that thing and stretch it out, it does a great big work. That's what God said he wants to do in you. People look at you and you look insignificant. You don't look like you can do much. But he said, if you would allow me to put some leverage on you and stretch you, baby, when they see the work that I've put on the inside of you, they're going to say, oh, my God, I know all that was in them. No, you didn't. And guess what? I didn't know it either. But today I am awakened. Today I am excited. Today I am moving forward according to God's will, his plan, and his purpose for my life. Today I'm ready to experience the stretch that God wants to do in my life, that he might be glorified through me. Yeah, I already said it, y'all. It's not always comfortable. But I'm telling you, sometimes when that stretch is a realignment, ooh, how it does our body good. Whatever it is he needs to do, however it is he needs to do it. Today we give him another yes, not my will, but thy will be done. God, do in me what needs to be done. Have your way in me. If I need this stretch, show me and make it happen, God. Stretch me. Stretch me. Oh, God. Somebody said, oh, Val, Pastor Val, I don't know if I want God to stretch me, because he going to do it. Oh, yes, he will. But again, be willing to welcome it. Welcome it. Because what we want more than anything is for him to be glorified through us. So prepare for the stretch. Go ahead. Just right there where you are, whether you're sitting, standing, laying down, wherever you are, go ahead, position yourself, and then just take your left arm and stick it way out, and your right arm and stick it way out, and just sort of move them back and forth. Now move your body from side to side around your waist. Just go ahead, begin to stretch it out. Now take your left leg and stick it up, and point your toes out, stretch them out, stretch them out, stretch them out. Put that one down. Now lift the right leg, stretch it out, point your toes, stretch it out, stretch it out, stretch it out. And as you're doing those things in the natural, I thank God, hallelujah, that he's doing that same thing for you in the spirit. He is stretching you for that next blessing that has your name on it. Y'all, this is resurrection. This is the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He got up with all power, that we might have power to do even greater works than he did in the earth. And again, for some of us, in order to get that and do that, we got to stretch. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. Hallelujah. I pray that this has. Husband, do you have anything to share in closing?
No, it's definitely a good word for stretching.
Past, I'm sorry,
your capacity. Stretching past the capacity that you think you have.
Amen.
That's a good word.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Listeners, we invite you to join us again next week for another relevant kingdom message. Until then, we say love and blessings to each one of you. Until next time, God bless.